Philip Semper-Pierre, okay, these are here, today's date is 03-26-2025, dictation is for Mr. Philip Watkins, Watkins spells W-A-T-K-I-N-S, Philip spells P-H-I-L-I-P, date of birth is 1-09-1972, this is a 53-year-old gentleman, here with cough period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 3 days, but it's gotten worse in the last two. Says cough is productive of clear sputum. He denies travel history. Denies bloody sputum with cough. Denies night sweats or weight loss period. Next paragraph. Review of system. Patient reports nasal congestion. Next line reports nasal discharge. Next line, he reports chest congestion. Next line, patient reports chills and myalgia, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is hypertension. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, surgical history is rotator cuff repair. Next paragraph, medication. Albuterol, metoprolol, and Norvasc. Please include in patient's past medical history, asthma. Next paragraph. Allergies, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 98% of room air. Blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 81, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, nose congested with clear discharge, edematous and erythematous turbinates. Next paragraph, throat erythematous and edematous, uvula, tonsils, and pharynx. No exudate, uvula is midline and mobile. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory. A poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. He has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. No respiratory distress. Pre-nest paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm. No murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Pre-nest paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Pre-nest paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or emboli. Pure. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Pure. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no discomfort at range of motion, no edema. He bears weight well with no ontology gait. Pure. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times, three cranial nerves, utens normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Pure. Next paragraph, assessment of plan. Assessment number one is acute influenza infection. Number two is reactive airway disease. Number three is cough. Number four is rhinitis. Period. Next paragraph. The following tests were done in clinic today: flu, strep, and COVID. A flu A is positive. Strep and COVID are negative. Period. Next paragraph. In a clinic today, patient received the following. Nebulizer treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent. He was observed for approximately 15 minutes after administration of breathing treatment. He said his cough has improved. Patient had a discussion of findings on his tests and my plans for treatment. He's comfortable with my plan and discharge instructions, and was advised to come back to the clinic if worse. He strongly encouraged to increase fluids. He was sent home with the following medication: Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 sublingual TIDPRN for nausea, vomiting. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, number 100 milliliters. He would do 20 milliliters, gargle, and spit out every morning for 5 days. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days. Number 10, next medication, Tessalon, 100 milligrams, 1 PO, TID for 10 days. Number 30, next medication, Motrin, 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TID, PRN for fever, pain, myalgia. He was given opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.